And basically that is power, I think, for any entrepreneur and any business owner. And that's also something that we focus in on at ProConnect. We try to build a community, right? And try to bring entrepreneurs together to network as much as they can, exchange ideas, brainstorm, because at the end of the day, more is stronger than one.
This is another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. My guest today is Salma Hatim from ProConnect. She's the founder of essentially a technology financial consulting firm, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, Michael, thanks for having me.
No problem. We were introduced by a common connection, which is Chris Kane from Munch Money, soon to be Check.
Yeah.
It's a fintech startup.
It is. And the awesome thing is that, you know, that proves the power of networking. We're able to meet through a friend, and now we're doing a podcast, and potentially we'll be working together soon. So,
yeah, cool. So we've been talking offline, I guess, about the opportunity to have, you know, allies and form alliances, right?
Exactly.
Which is a common theme of, you know, my new book that I'm working on, which is Form Your Own Pack. But really, it's meant to be a field guide to this sort of thing, which is, you know, where can we find opportunity to help each other, right?
Yeah, and basically that is power, I think, for any entrepreneur and any business owner. And that's also something that we focus in on at ProConnect. We try to build a community, right? And try to bring entrepreneurs together to network as much as they can, exchange ideas, brainstorm, because at the end of the day, more is stronger than one. So, you know, if we work together on something, it's probably going to give us a much better outcome than if you did it on your own or if I did it on my own. And that's the idea that we focus on. And can't wait to have you on our business book club, because that's something that we do that's fun. Yeah.
So I think maybe we back up for people, which is, what is ProConnect?
Yeah, sure. So ProConnect is a cloud-based accounting and financial strategy company. So essentially what we do is that we provide an accounting and finance function to what we call ambitious entrepreneurs, right? To give them the accounting and finance support that they need while leveraging the latest technology. So our first layer of services, for example, is the bookkeeping, right? We automate 80% of your bookkeeping so that we have enough time to focus on your financial strategy, which is what is going to help you scale and grow your business faster. So we focus on things like cash flow management, budgets and forecasts, your KPI measurements, anything that will allow you to have more clarity on your business and tell you exactly where you're going in the future. A lot of entrepreneurs today, you know, make decisions based on your guts. I talk to startups who use Excel still to crunch their numbers. I mean, I'm sure, you know, a lot of us are not in business to do accounting. I am, but you're not.
Right.
So the whole purpose here is to, you know, give you that support to take over that accounting and finance function so that you can focus on your zone of genius and building your empire and doing the things that you're good at. And all of this, we do it at a fraction of the cost. If you were to hire an entry level employee, that would cost you probably double what it would cost you to have us on your team. And the awesome thing also is that we, like I said, provide business support to entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurship is a very lonely road. I'm pretty sure you know that very well. So we try to give as much support as possible. Yeah, it can be very lonely. It can be, tricky. Some days you wake up, you're super confident. Others you wake up and you just don't know what you're doing. So we just really want to work with the entrepreneurs as a team, provide them with team members that are going to lift them up and help them scale and also provide them with the business support and the advisory they need. So we also do goal setting sessions. We do accountability calls. We pair them on mastermind sessions with other entrepreneurs that are in the same industry or have the same business model as them so that they can brainstorm and exchange ideas, but also really get to know their businesses very well to, just understand the business so that we can leverage those ideas in, so that in numbers and we can project where they're going with their numbers essentially and their financials. So that's what we do pretty much at ProConnect.
Awesome. What type of businesses do you typically work with?
So the whole idea here is that we want to grow with you. So you can come in as a startup, and we want to be there with you and have a relationship with you from the startup phase to the mature phase. The services that we built are turned out to be very good for startups. So we have a pre-revenue and then startup packages that we use that are dedicated to them. Those that could include an investor pitch deck, and then financial modeling to present to investors. Sometimes we do, you know, simple pre-evaluations for investors if that's needed. And then once you start growing, we give you a financial expert that, you know, takes care of your bookkeeping for you, so you don't have to hire somebody full-time to do that, which costs you, you know, a lot more money. So you've got a financial expert at your fingertips who takes care of your bookkeeping, your financial strategy. And then as you grow, you get to the growing stage. We're still right there with you using the tools that you need. Because when I say tools, that's the technology that we use. We use a lot of applications that we integrate with each other and that integrate with an accounting software. And essentially, those applications and tools are tailored to you as a business and to your stage of growth. So those are going to evolve as you get from the startup stage, the growing stage, and then the mature stage, where you would have just a back office option, employees that would do your AP and your AR, because at that point, when you get to the mature stage, you do want to have a CFO in-house or an accountant in-house, or maybe even an accounting team. So we would just come in to fill in the gaps at that stage. But today we're doing startups and growing, and we want to get you to your mature stage.
I love it. So, I mean, it's always a very overlooked area. Obviously, it's kind of stressful for people. It's not fun.
Yeah, it's not. It's not, but it could be fun. That's the whole purpose behind it. We're trying to make it as fun as possible because numbers mean money. It means profitability. Sure. It means growth. When you start to look at it that way, you don't think of accounting and finance as a boring, you know, aspect of your business anymore. That's your core of your business. If you get that going and you have a professional doing that for you, then you have higher chances to succeed. It's crucial. I mean, you've got to know your numbers as a business owner and an entrepreneur.
That makes sense, because I think a lot of, to your point, like a lot of what we do is back of the napkin.
Yeah.
Like you're guessing, you're doing voodoo math, and there's maybe not science behind it. I know on my side that I really had to discipline myself with a project manager that was really good at, no, this is the number. What are you doing? Don't do that.
I know, but you know, I've talked to a lot of startups, and I'm really surprised to see the number of people that are still using Excel to crunch their numbers. And you know, there's this really traditional old school method where, you know, a business owner just takes all of their invoices of the year or the Excel sheet and then hands it over to a CPA at the end of the year. Yeah. I mean, does that really give you clarity on your business and especially your business performance throughout the year? You really want to know where you're standing in order to make really good decisions for your business. You don't want to be making, you know, decisions based on your gut or just based on an intuition. You want to have the numbers to back it up. And so you really need somebody to be there for you throughout the year to make sure that you have that clarity. And so that's where we come in, and that's what we do for you.
So it's interesting. So it's almost like, you know, you're bridging a problem that's probably out there, which is a certain size company, probably to your point, they're just handing over the shoebox mentality. Here's my stuff, figure it out. Yeah. Tell me what I got to pay. I'll hustle to get it. What you're trying to do is really though be more of a part of the team, it sounds like.
Exactly. That's what it is. And the thing is, we really, really want the entrepreneurs that we work with to grow, because selfishly, we're going to grow as well. Your team grows with you. So we do everything to make sure that you are successful, because everything is tailored to your stage of growth, your revenue range, and your business model. That includes your team, it includes your pricing, it includes your tools and your applications that we use for you. And so that evolves with you as you grow. And so it saves you the cost of having to hire an accountant in-house or a financial expert in-house, or having to, you know, like you said, paying tons of taxes at the end of the year, not knowing that it's coming.
Yeah.
So you get to see that way ahead of time.
Feeling it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, my gosh, save me. Well, at least with this, you get to know exactly, you know, approximately how much you'll be paying at the end of the year, and you can save up for it or put it aside. And we help you through that as well. So
what motivated you, like what drove you to work with this type of company, like startups? Like, is there anything specific about that that kind of attracted you to that market?
So the startup market? Well, you know, actually, I love networking. So that's what we're doing now, right? And I just so happened to network with a lot of startups and got really fascinated with that space, but also because I am a startup, or was a few months ago as well. And so I know what it's like. And I could just relate to what it is to build a business and trying to grow a business. I can relate to you know, trying to raise capital. I can relate to the fact that we have to wear so many hats to be an entrepreneur, you know, accounting hat, marketing hat,
that's a good point.
Whatever it is, you know. And so I'm trying to, like you said, bridge the gap to make it as easier as possible for entrepreneurs to focus on the things that are really going to make them scale and grow. And so startups are the ones that would need this the most, because you can't really afford to hire a full team right off the bat. You need to take the time to grow, and to do that, you need to look out for the types of professionals or experts that can help you get there.
Yeah, I think what's unique about you when I talk to you is, first of all, you're very curious about, you know, ideas and people. It's weird to hear someone that's in the finance space say, I love networking. Right? Because I think typically the personality of someone in that area is the opposite of that, maybe, right? They're more comfortable with numbers or behind, you know, in a box, a room with a bunch of boxes and a desk. So it seems like, you know, that curiosity, I think, would be attractive to companies that are looking to innovate, looking to grow, right? Like you, so it sounds, I think just from a culture point of view, is it just you that's like that? Or like, I don't know if you have a big team yet or like what stage you're at, but like, is that part of kind of your company DNA, like your brand?
It absolutely is. Actually, one of our values is curiosity. It's on our website if you go check it out.
Okay, there you go.
Super funny you say that. Yeah, and so, I mean, I just feel like in order to be innovative and create something that's unique and that's different from what's on the market, you've got to be curious. So learning is also very much connected to this. And that's why we have a business book club. And that's why we want to be able to connect with other entrepreneurs around the idea of learning, right? Because that's what makes you more creative. And not only that, you get free advisory through books and through the learning. You get read about people who've been there and done that, and they just tell you all of their secrets. You're going to tell us some of the secrets in your books. So.
That's a good point.
So tell
us about the book club. Like, how did that start, and what's going on with that? What's the result of that?
Well, so it's once a month, right? And it started just from the amount of knowledge I picked up from books. It's what got every big decision I've made in my life was because of a book. And when I realized that, I was like, I just want to make sure that people know how much they can get inspired by reading a book. I mean, if I give you an example, I lived in the US for 10 years. I read The Alchemist, which talks about life is all about the journey, right? So I read The Alchemist and I was really trying to look for a change at that point. So what I did is I packed up my bags and came to Morocco to live in Morocco. And I lived in Morocco for about 2 years. It was just from reading a book. Within 1 month, I packed up my bags and I left. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. and then just learned how to create assets through there. And that's how, you know, I connected the idea of doing ProConnect with that book. And, you know, it's just the inspiration that it gives you. And so so the whole idea, like what you said to your point about being innovative and not, you know, typical, this is not a typical accounting or finance firm at all. It's not a CPA firm, actually. It's a firm where you can come in and get support, right? And so that's why the networking is part of it. The business book club is part of it. Just us trying to create a community and trying to build a network of entrepreneurs and also a network of the people who can help these entrepreneurs get to the next stage. So that's the whole idea behind this business book club, behind curiosity, learning, all of it.
I love it. It's very unusual for your space. So I definitely appreciate that. I can see where there are probably a lot of entrepreneurs that'd be like totally down with that kind of
relationship with someone
too, right? Okay, so when is your book club and how do people participate in that?
So you can go on my website, which is proconnect.com, proconnect.com. On the page Who We Are, you'll see at the bottom of the page a place that talks about the business book club. And you can enter your email and then we'll get your email, invite you to the next session. I haven't really decided when the next one would be. I think it's going to be the beginning of August. And it's once a month, usually at the beginning of the month. And we send you an invite and an email to give you the link and all the details you need for that.
That's awesome. That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to be conscious of your time. First off, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, I'm all over social media. So it could be LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. You can definitely reach out to me there. Also through my website, again, proconnect.com. We are currently, you know, trying to build a social presence. We are creating content for that. It's not, I mean, if you go on our ProConnect pages, it's not really, you know, the full social page that you would expect to see, but we are working on that very heavily. Again, you know, we're also growing and we're also trying to build this community as we go. It's definitely a learning process for us also. But so you can go and check our pages also, the ProConnect social media pages on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
The one thing, I don't know if we talked about it, but is have you checked out the Shopify website? Oh, you're frozen. You're frozen. You're back?
I'm back.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Damn, internet. What happened?
The one thing that brings to mind is what might be worth checking out is the Shopify website. Have you seen the resources and content they have? They do a phenomenal job of helping people start.
I know.
Even though it's an e-commerce platform, you don't go to there and think, this is an e-commerce platform, it's technology. You think, this is a place for me to find out how to run a business. And that's what I kind of feel with ProConnect. Like, it's very, there's a similarity there.
Yeah, definitely. I've been trying to go on there and get inspired, steal some ideas.
They've run a great site just from that perspective. And I think that marketing is more than marketing. It's a building, to your point, a community around people that want to start businesses, right?
Yeah, and then it's really important to understand the importance of content marketing. And there's a book that taught me that also, They Ask You Answer by Marcus Sheridan. And he teaches you exactly how to build a content strategy, you know, what to do for your blog, what to do for your YouTube videos, what to do for your social media pages. And we're trying to create that content as we go. It's definitely not an easy process, but we're trying to create some really good and useful content for people that come to our sites and social media pages. But yeah, I remember
you referred me to that book before. So
I did.
I totally forgot about that. So I'm glad you mentioned it again. Okay, a couple things we'll wrap up with. First of all, if you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with, who do you, Salma, spend the most time with?
In my personal life, or who? Well, my parents. That's the first two people.
Okay.
I would say there are two friends that would be a really good, you know, people I would spend a lot of time with. And usually it would be a coworker because we work every day.
I love it. Great. How are you, Salma, changing the world?
Well, that's an awesome question. You know, it's definitely something I ask myself every single day because I am in this world to make an impact. And I think that's what gets us going, right? I want to make sure that when time comes that I need to go to my grave, I want to look back and say, hey, I did something that mattered. So I'm on the board of one nonprofit. It's called the Zero ZIM, stands for Zero Interest Microfinance.
Oh, interesting.
It's okay. A nonprofit that I started growing when I was in college with a professor of mine. His name is Long Lee. And now we are growing it at the University of Santa Clara University in California. I'm not sure if you've heard of it much.
Yep.
And I'm also an advisor to another nonprofit called FinMango, which you've heard of. It's a financial literacy nonprofit. And so ZIM, to go back to ZIM, which I've been working on for the past 8 years, which is crazy to say because time flew by, it focuses on lending zero interest microfinance to low income families, but also to entrepreneurs that need it to create a business or transform their idea into reality. And we give them the support that they need to succeed with that. We do this all over the globe. So in Africa, in Asia, and in the US. And it's a really, really cool experience because, you know, you get to see, it's very rewarding, I should say. That's how I'm changing the world right now. I have a lot of other projects that I have in mind to do in the future in order to, you know, make sure that I make an impact.
What we should do is, so I think I shared with you Founders Pack, and we obviously want to coordinate on, you know, activities and events there, probably online events going forward, given what's going on in the world. But I mentioned the Startup and Grow course, and maybe what we can do is get you to contribute a lesson to that, because what I've had is other entrepreneurs will contribute like a video lesson, almost like a part of a masterclass.
Absolutely.
Because I think that would, you know, the same people that, for example, FinMango or even ZIM that you're attracting that, you know, have an idea and they want to know something, what to do with it. Part of it is money. Part of it is, you know, following successful best practices around idea validation, building stuff, launch, scaling stuff up. So maybe we can coordinate on that and have you contribute a lesson and then talk about how we can get that into people's hands.
Absolutely. I think you and I, Michael, get along on a lot of this entire vision of you know, creating entrepreneurs.
Right.
So yeah. I would love to contribute on that and explore, you know, and just create things together.
I'm down.
Content, courses, whatever is needed.
I love it. That is amazing. Okay, we will wrap with one final thing, which is when we have interesting people on the podcast, we like you to nominate other interesting people. We typically talk to experts or entrepreneurs. Sometimes it's about software as a service and tactics. Other times it's just about their startup journey. So who would you, Salma, like to nominate as a future guest of Automate and Grow? And usually the person that pops to your head the first is the best one.
I could just think of FinMango founder Scott. He would be very happy to be on your podcast.
What's Scott's last name?
His last name is Glasgow. I hope I didn't say that wrong.
That's all right.
That would not be nice.
Scott with no last name of FinMango.
I'm pretty sure it's Glasgow. Glasgow. Glasgow with a C.
I'm sure I've messed up. No problem. That's a great nomination. So Scott from FinMango, we will accept that nomination and we'll accept the introduction.
I can introduce you to somebody else who's really, really awesome. I don't know if you've ever heard of Carbon.
No.
So Shane Virumali could be also an awesome intro for you because he's a startup guru in New York City. So
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Shane Vermali from Carbon, is that
right? Vermali. Mm-hmm. So I will let him speak on Carbon because I don't want to say anything that, you know.
Terminate him? Or... No, that's great. That's awesome. So we got two nominations. We got Scott from Finmango and Shane from Carbon, right?
Yeah.
We will accept both of those nominations. Salma, I look forward to coordinating with you on future opportunities. And I appreciate you being a guest today on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
This has been another episode of Automate and Grow. We will see you on a future episode of Automate and Grow.